Kamala Harris admonishes Israel after IDF hits terrorists at school compound. By Joel B. Polak on August 10, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris admonished Israel after an attack Saturday that targeted 19 terrorists, and which Hamas claimed, without evidence, killed 100 people. Harris rarely speaks to reporters, but stopped to answer questions on Saturday, and reacted to a question from a reporter who claimed, without evidence, that at least 80 people had been killed. She said, "Yet again, there are far too many civilians who've been killed. Israel has a right to go after the terrorists that are Hamas. But as I have said many, many times, they also have, I believe, an important responsibility to avoid civilian casualties. Yet again, there are far too many civilians who've been killed. Israel has a right to go after the terrorists that are Hamas. But as I have said many, many times, they also have, I believe, an important responsibility to avoid civilian casualties." Kamala Harris on GazaPic.twitter.com/air0bisif9. Howard Mortman, at Howard Mortman, August 10, 2024. Nearly a full day after the strike, there is no verified estimate of civilians killed at the Al-Tabayin school. Israel provided proof that it had killed 19 terrorists from the Hamas and Islamic Jihad organizations who had used a building on the school compound as a command post. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said it used precise munitions to avoid civilians' casualties. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.